Did you know that you can get thousands of dollars in assistance to purchase your home? Dan Niederman with the City of Bloomington's Housing and Urban Development Department speaks with WFHB News Director Wes Martin about homebuyer courses that look to educate and give first-time homeowners a leg up on Bloomington's expensive housing market.
Mr. Niederman, can you tell me a little bit more about these classes that are coming up? Is this an initiative that was sparked by the City of Bloomington?
Absolutely. So this class, Home Buyers Club, has been offered for many, many, many years. It's nothing new to the city or that the city's provided. It was developed through HAND being a HUD, Housing and Urban Development with the federal government, a HUD certified housing counseling agency. So anything related to housing, we're looking to try to assist folks. So whether it's purchasing a home all the way to trying to help somebody hold on to their investment through foreclosure intervention prevention, that's what we're trying to provide through the housing counseling. Also, we receive funds from HUD for community development and affordable housing, and the city has funding available to try to support somebody with a home purchase by providing down payment, closing cost assistance. So we've joined together the education component with the opportunity for financial assistance with the purchase as well. So,
and what are some of the things that are taught during these classes? And it's my understanding that some of these homeowners can receive financial benefit for going to and taking one of these courses. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. That's what I was trying to describe there, is that we do offer down payment and closing cost assistance for folks who, for the first step is completing the home buyers class, and then, you know, there's some additional requirements to be eligible, such as falling under a certain income, and the home being purchased has to be within the corporate city limits of Bloomington. But what to expect from the class? I mean, it's very comprehensive. We try to cover all the steps that one might encounter when they are buying a home for the first time, starting all the way at the starting point of is it even a good option for you? Are you financially in a position to be able to look at home ownership? Are you looking to move in the near future? So do you know would continuing to rent be a better situation, or are you ready to take that step? So it starts with the very very basics in the very beginning, and then builds from there to also examine financially what it would take to buy a home. Credit is a very big topic and a big barrier that many folks run into when they start approaching the mortgage process. But then we dive into working with a realtor and what to expect there, home inspections. And it's not just one person up there talking the whole time. We've built partnerships with area professionals. So we bring in a realtor. We bring in a mortgage originator and a home inspector to share those different perspectives. So there's the chance to ask questions directly to, you know, the source that's providing that service in the home buying process. We also discuss how to, you know, opportunities to protect your investment. Once you've purchased the home, then you've got to maintain it and make sure that you have a plan of both savings and a maintenance plan moving forward.
So the City of Bloomington is offering this, but then there's also a certain financial incentives for first-time home buyers in the state of Indiana. Some of those, I think, well, if you could talk about those. My understanding of this is that some of those are income-based and some of them are income assistance for first-time home buyers. Could you talk a little bit more about some of the opportunities that people might not know about, at least coming from the state?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely a topic that we discuss in the class, and well beyond just our local resource that the city provides for down payment closing costs. We also discuss other programs. And yes, you're correct. There's several programs offered by the state of Indiana through the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority. Some of those have differing income levels that they look at, so it's a little bit different than our program. So there's more options there. There may be less assistance because they're reaching a broader target audience. But And then there's another program through what's called the Federal Home Loan Bank of Indianapolis, which works with member lenders. So a home buyer would need to work with a specific lender that works in coordination with the Federal Home Loan Bank, but they offer down payment closing cost assistance. They use the same income guidelines that provided by HUD that we use locally. But the difference there is that the funding they provide can be accessed for anywhere in the state of Indiana, whereas ours is just for properties located within the city limits. So, and then we dive into other programs, actual mortgage programs such as the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, and also programs like Habitat for Humanity as well to make sure that folks have all that information.
I'm sorry, that just piqued my curiosity. The Department of Agriculture has a mortgage program?
Yeah, the USDA offers mortgages directly through their rural housing department, or they work with lenders who are approved to offer USDA mortgages as well. So the benefit of those are, and that you have to be outside of you have to be in a USDA approved area, which is a good chunk of Indiana. There's a big box around Bloomington that's not eligible, but outside of that box is. The benefit that they offer is no required down payment. So it's a 100% loan that they offer.
Bloomington is often referred to as the most expensive housing market in the state, at least rental market consistently. But I think edging up in the housing market and housing prices as well. Are there certain challenges or are there certain opportunities that the city of Bloomington is offering potential first-time home buyers, particularly with regards to Bloomington's housing market? And could you describe some of that?
We definitely have a competitive market in the Bloomington area, and that's exactly why we offer the local program that we do for down payment and closing cost assistance. Because that may just make the difference for somebody to be able to purchase a home closer to within the city limits, as opposed to having to go farther out where prices may fit their budget better. So that's exactly why we offer the down payment and closing assistance that we do.
Mr. Niederman, anything else that you think our listeners should know, or anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about these classes which are coming up?
Well, the sign-ups for the next class start December 4th, and that's for the January class, which is January 20th and 27th. The classes are provided over two consecutive Saturdays, and you attend both Saturdays. And I will say that the class has been popular, and it does fill up, so if somebody's listening and is interested, I definitely recommend contacting HAND starting December 4th to sign up or with any questions.
Mr. Niederman, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
That was WFHB News Director Wes Martin speaking with Housing and Urban Development Director Dan Niederman about home ownership classes through the City of Bloomington.